A volunteer organization in Ukraine is producing much-needed clothes for women soldiers fighting in the country's war against Russia. The group called Zemliaki is now serving many of those 57,000 women serving in Ukraine's military. It provides things like uniforms, boots, underwear, and personal care materials. The nonprofit group was co-founded by Zinia Drahanyuk. She is related to 25-year-old female soldier Anastasia Mokina. Mokina volunteered along with her husband to fight against Russia to help defend Ukraine. After joining the war effort, however, Mokina learned that Ukraine's military was not well prepared to supply clothes and equipment to female soldiers. This led Drahanyuk to start collecting necessary materials to send to Mokina. Drahanyuk later decided to create a homegrown supply operation for other women soldiers. "Our army was not prepared for the fact that so many women would appear in the army," said Drahanyuk. "Today, at least 6,000 Ukrainian women have been deployed on or near the front lines in the war against Russia. Some serve in positions such as medics or intelligence officers. Others take part in more traditional fighting activities. They have joined the fight in a country where nearly all men aged 18 to 60 have been banned from leaving Ukraine under martial law enacted after Russia's invasion." When Drahanyuk's group got started, it outsourced the manufacturing of uniforms for women, but it has since designed and produced them from its own factory in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. The organization has helped give out more than $1 million worth of military support. About one-fifth of the money comes from direct donations. The rest is provided in goods and services. Corporate donors include medical supply companies, beauty centers, and companies in the gaming industry, Drahanyuk said. Mokina has worked as a signals and communications specialist and with territorial defense troops in Kyiv. "We just wanted to fight back," Mokina said, "so my father and I said, we will go, and went straight to the nearby army post." After Russia's invasion, Ukraine's military outfitted many women with small-sized men's uniforms or boots. In recent months, Zemliaki has created designs meant to fit women's bodies, sizes, and needs. Numerous orders come in and go out by truck, train, and other transportation services daily. The group established a space in northeastern Kyiv where women on leave can come to pick up what they need. All materials are provided at no cost. "Kyusha gave us everything we wear. She's our savior," said Maria Stalinska. She joined the military in August and has been fighting on front lines. Kyusha is another name some people use for Drahanyuk. "There are even cases when we need medicine or a hospital. We immediately go to Kyusha," Stalinska added. Drahanyuk said she once got a call saying that an order of 10 uniforms and pairs of shoes needed to be reduced to 5 after a Russian attack took 5 women's lives. "They really give their lives for the freedom of our country," Drahanyuk said.